There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So exciting to get my longtime friend Sabrina Baggio from Progress Clothing with us. Hey, Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So let's go a little overview. How would you describe Progress Clothing?
Sure. So Progress Clothing is a nonprofit that I have started actually back in 2011, so it's about 6 years now. And some may know us from our thrift store. That's kind of like our front-facing portion of Progress Clothing now. But basically our thrift store helps us fundraise for our career-focused programs.
So then what program are you most known for, and how does it work, my friend?
So our program that we're most known for, which is like what we started with, is our professional clothing program that is like the basis and the core of Progress Clothing. And so basically we're helping job seekers get ready for their interviews. And something that's unique to us is, or unique to the style of program, is we're able to offer this to both men and women. Typically, this is something that you see mostly with women's clothes only. So it's been
true.
Great to be able to expand. And yeah, so that program, we are able to take appointments, and those happen in one of two ways. At the moment, we're able to take people via referrals. So we're working with different social service agencies and the career centers in the Lawrence area to refer their clients, and so we can be able to provide that free to the clients. Or if someone wants to come in individually without a referral partner sending them over, they're able to shop our thrift store. We're still a growing nonprofit. We're working with our shoestrings, our bootstraps.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a little bit of what we do.
So how many outfits do they get to interview? Is it just one? Is it multiple?
Yeah, so right now we are aiming to dress someone top to bottom. We have shoes and accessories in addition to the suits. And with these appointments, we're taking in information, like if their appointment is more like formal or could be more business casual, so they can dress the part. And they get to keep the outfit. We're working to start off with one outfit. And if they get the job, they report it to us, they can come back and get enough clothes for the work week.
Sabrina, there's no great secret that I love you and I love this program because I just see this all the time. You know, back when I worked at the bank, you know, have people come in for an interview and they just, because they didn't have the money to get the outfit they needed. But unfortunately, this world, you know, when you're going into an environment that's an office environment that's, you know, dressy, and you show up in a pair of jeans and a T-shirt because that's really all you have, you know,
right away.
And in most cases, you're getting eliminated because, you know, you don't fit the corporate environment. And it's that catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, until I get the job, I don't have any money to get the outfit. But I can't get the job without the outfit. So what you're doing, it just makes a huge difference. Plus, you just see it in the confidence level of people, you know, when they have the right outfit on. They're not like, well, I'm wearing this, but, you know, it's ill-fitting, you know, I don't look right in it. It just, you know, when people are dressed the way they should be for an interview, their chances of landing the job just greatly increase. It just, I've seen it all the time. So doing a great service. So now, you just moved on to resume hours, too. Let's talk about that. How's that going?
Yeah, so every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, we're over at the Lyons Public Library, the main branch, and we're up on the second floor there doing one-on-one resume help. And this has been, you know, definitely a great service to add on to what we're doing and just make sense with what we're trying to do. As, you know, we're getting people dressed for their interviews. They should have, you know, the interviews being all about first impressions. In addition to the clothes, they need to have that resume as well. And so I've been made aware that this is something that one of the career centers is, has not had the capacity to do on their own. They've been doing this more as a workshop style versus the one-on-ones that I'm doing. So it's a perfect fit for doing resumes where it's basically you on paper, and that needs a lot of special care and individualized attention.
I agree with you 100% on that. It ties so great into your program. And again, without the proper resume, I'm not going to need the outfit because I'm not getting an interview. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, just have never done a resume, so you don't know where to start, or you don't know what type of buzzword you should be using. And sometimes people are just humble. It's like, Sabrina, but you did this. Yeah, I guess I did. I never really thought of it that way. You know, you were a leader. Yeah, I guess I was. So to be able to sit down, especially in a one-on-one environment, you know, where people can feel comfortable, that makes perfect sense. Now, how did you get into the resume writing piece of this, though?
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch upon something that you said, and it's like, you know, they're actually like being humble or not totally knowing what to be able to put on your resume. And that's something that I find a lot with the high school students that I work with, because they're like, oh, I've never actually had a paid job yet. And it's just like, right, but, you know, what did you do in school? Did you do sports? Okay, we can pull transferable skills like teamwork and leadership. Did you do any clubs or any special projects that you want to highlight, things like public speaking and presentation skills, stuff like that? So there's totally things that you can work on. And a lot of this is what I learned while I was a career peer advisor over at Merrimack College for about 3.5 years. And I've been continuing doing some self-study as well as I think I might be pursuing becoming like a full-on career advisor soon. But in the meantime, working with partners and doing what I can, like with the one-on-one resume hours.
Now, that's great. You brought up a great term, transferable skills. A lot of people, when they're writing their resume, they forget about that. Transferable skills. So that's really important to teach them about that. So let's go way back to the beginning. How did this all start?
So this started originally as a school project. So we talk about being humble. We had some humble beginnings back in 2011. I started this as a school project while I was at Merrimack College. And at the time I learned about a program called the Merrimack Valley Sandbox, which is known as E4ALL or Entrepreneurship for All. And at the time, they had a program for college students where you could apply for some seed money, a seed grant, to test out your idea. So I've gone from having, you know, a small seed grant and some donated space at the college, having this be a mobile service where I'm bringing the clothes out to the clients, stuff like that, to we eventually had borrowed space in Lawrence, which is great because this is who we've been serving all along, and just pushing to make it more and more accessible. So now we have our own thrift store over at 50 Island Street in Lawrence, so we're just off of downtown and right before you go on to 495, and this is where we have this is our hub. So we have our thrift store to help raise funds for our program, but this is also where we take the one-on-one professional clothing appointments. So this is our latest home.
It is amazing, though, because in my eyes, and I've told you this many times, you are the poster child for entrepreneurship for all. For, you know, when I met you, you always had the idea. You know, they really helped you shape it up and give you the confidence to run with it and stuff. So, to me, you are their poster child and stuff. So, let's talk about some of the other programs, the services you offer then.
Sure. So, we've been able to partner up with a local group called Women Wednesdays. And so, this is something that we've been able to host in our space and provide support and dialogue for women and self-identified women. It's a very casual space, and I haven't really seen anything like it elsewhere when it comes to conversation spaces. So it's been great, and it's a lot of girl talk, so obviously it does span beyond like the workday and things like that. But it has that feel as if you're just talking to your friends, like in your childhood bedroom or something. You have friends over and just super casual, like hardly any informalities at all. So able to support some of our clients by, you know, offering that space to them. Other dialogues we've had, we just recently did, it was called Millennials in the Workforce, and, you know, basically went over all the questions of, like, you know, what has changed in the workforce and what should change, you know, because a lot of these rules are kind of like unwritten rules. So a lot of the questions were around, like, okay, who wrote the new unwritten rules and what do they say and what's now considered like professional as people are exploring their individuality and creativity, but still like trying to stay within the confines of the workplace, you know, the work-life balance, all sorts of things that we talked about. So between our dialogues, we also have workshops. We host them every so often and invite the public to attend, or you can give us a call and we can host a workshop at your site.
Nice.
In terms of our other programs, the last one, two more I'll mention. On Facebook and on Twitter, we've been sharing local job listings, local to Lawrence. And what's good about, or what's kind of like a unifier to some of these jobs, as we understand that people have different work experiences and educational backgrounds, things like that. The one thing that we're trying to keep consistent is that it's like easily accessible in Lawrence or in the surrounding area that you might be able to take public transportation to. So we understand not everyone has their own transportation. And the last one I'll throw in there, kind of similar to our thrift store, is our pop-up shops. So we've hosted pop-up shops at Northern Essex and places where we basically bring the whole store to you. So Northern Essex, they had a networking night coming up, and they wanted their students to be properly dressed. So we brought the store to them, and we brought, you know, the same individualized care to, you know, helping them prep their outfits as we would here at Progress Clothing. We brought that to them on their Lawrence and Havel campus this year.
So pop-up shops is really cool, but now you're going to do a swap too?
Yes, so we're figuring out our date for the fall swap, so you can keep an eye on our website, progressclothing.org. Basically, the swap is our fundraising event. It's a community clothing swap where we bring a lot of the items that we haven't been able to use in the shop. Like sometimes we get like casual items like jeans and other things that we don't let anything go to waste. So we put those items to the side, and then whenever, you know, we feel like we have enough, we'll host a clothing swap over at Altair on Essex Street in Lawrence. And we have music, we have different community and, like, art vendors. It's, like, a big community
nice.
Party with, like, raffles and stuff like that. So it's a really good time. I am thinking of maybe doing it in September or October. I'm trying to solidify a date. So basically, it's a $10 admission. You bring as many items gently used that you want. This is available to men and women. And then we give you, we have tote bags. We'll give you 2 tote bags. You can fill it up as much as you want.
All right, Sabrina, we got like 30 seconds. What's your contact information? How can people help?
Progressclothing.org. We are in need of men's shoes and women's accessories. Those are the items that we run low on the most often. We're at 5050 Island Street, 2nd floor in Lawrence. Open Monday to Friday, 2 to 5.
Awesome, Sabrina. Appreciate you taking time to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye now.
Old Navy's Saturday Steal is back with the season's biggest one-day deal. 50% off all jeans, plus kids' tees and girls' tanks and leggings for just $3. One day only this Saturday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8-5, excludes clearance jeans. $3 deal, select styles only.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.